Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Straight out to Nicole Parton for the latest.
Nancy, we begin today out of Utah covering the breaking news in the tragic death of Charlie Kirk. The FBI announced that it is working with state and local law enforcement agencies to, quote, thoroughly investigate and pursue justice for the tragic shooting of Charlie Kirk, the founder of the conservative youth organization Turning Point USA, which occurred during an event at Utah Valley University yesterday on Wednesday. The Bureau has requested public assistance in the ongoing manhunt for the shooter, encouraging people with information, photographs, or videos from the incident to come forward. FBI Director Kash Patel expressed the agency's full support for the ongoing response and investigation. A press conference is scheduled for 9 a.m. Eastern on Thursday, and UVU will remain closed until September 14, as stated in a notice on the university's website. Kirk, a 31-year-old father of two, was known to be a very close advisor to former President Donald Trump and played a significant role in the conservative youth movement in America. He established Turning Point USA in 2012 at just 18 years old and was instrumental in garnering substantial support for Trump among younger voters in the 2024 elections. During the outdoor event at the university's campus shortly after noon, Kirk was shot by a single bullet. He was rushed to a hospital, but was later declared dead. An eyewitness, Jeremy King, tells Fox 7 exactly what he saw in the moments leading up to the shooting.
So what sounded like either a firecracker or a low caliber 22, because we're up front, right? We're not near the shooter. And so it took a minute to realize this wasn't staged. This was actually happening. He fell back in his chair. And at that moment, everyone went down. Everyone that I could see went down. I stood over my wife looking for an active shooter. At that point, we didn't know what was going on. And very quickly, they escorted Charlie out. At that point, I knew, you know, this is just a single shot event, or it felt like that was just a single shot event. So we evacuated what looked like the quickest way out, which happened to be following Charlie. And so at that point, knowing that this was, you know, a very significant event, I pulled out my phone and recorded the security putting Charlie in the vehicle that we saw him arrive in just moments before this.
More to come out of Utah.
Nicole, thank you. More crime and justice news after this.
Prior to Kirk's visit to Utah Valley University, a group of students had initiated an online petition urging university officials to prevent his appearance. Despite the controversy surrounding Kirk's campus visit, law enforcement reported no specific or credible threats before the shooting, as confirmed by Utah law enforcement sources. The event attracted an estimated 3,000 people, with Police Chief Jeff Long noting that the presence of six officers, in addition to Kirk's private security team, was on location. Utah Department of Public Safety Commissioner Bo Mason described the shooting as a targeted attack, indicating that the scene was extensive. He mentioned that the only information regarding the potential shooter was obtained from campus CCTV footage, which showed an individual dressed entirely in dark clothing. The shot was believed to have been fired from a longer distance, possibly from a rooftop. Authorities have found no evidence suggesting the involvement of anyone else in the incident. Salt Lake City FBI Special Agent in Charge Robert Bowles stated that the investigation is still in its early phases, saying, "We are pursuing all leads and examining all evidence." An update from the Utah Department of Public Safety on Wednesday night revealed that two people were initially detained following the shooting, but were later released. The first individual was released and subsequently charged with obstruction by university police, while the second was taken into custody and released after being interrogated by the police department. Utah authorities confirmed that there are no current connections to the shooting with either of those two individuals. President Donald Trump was among those who honored Kirk, ordering that all American flags nationwide be flown at half staff through Sunday evening in his memory. Utah Governor Spencer Cox referred to the fatal shooting as a political assassination.
"This is a dark day for our state. It's a tragic day for our nation. I want to be very clear that this is a political assassination. Nothing I say can unite us as a country. Nothing I can say right now can fix what is broken. Nothing I can say can bring back Charlie Kirk. Our hearts are broken. We mourn with his wife, his children, his family, his friends. We mourn as a nation.
Condemnation of the violence came from both ends of the political spectrum. At the time of his death, Charlie Kirk was a devoted husband and father to two young children.
Jane McDonald Crone leaves work at a Houston tool company, but doesn't make it home. That night, Jane's seen at a country dance club with a man her friends don't know. He's got dark hair and a mustache and said his name was David. The pair leave separately that evening, but Jane never makes it home. Her 1982 Mustang abandoned a few blocks from her home, all her personal items gone. No sign of a struggle, but cops believe she may have been taken against her will. Jane McDonald Crone, now missing 30 years. If you have info, contact Montgomery County Sheriff's 936-760-5800.
For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and help solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.